Hello and welcome, everybody.
The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
Alright, I'm going to start off and saying why the American's diet is making you more unhealthy.
First, Hudson, can you introduce our topic?
Oh, yes, of course. So, our topic is America's diet making food more unhealthy?
This pretty much means, is the fast food chains, is all the ultra-processed foods on the shelves and stuff making us more unhealthy?
Alright, I'll start off and say why it is making us more unhealthy, okay? So, basically, there's, like, you know, let me give you an example. A Cheez-It, you know what Cheez-It is? Yes, so that's, that, like, they say it's like wheat, but it's processed, like, you know what I mean? Like, so they take all the nutrients, they strip away the nutrients, and they're giving you, like, bad stuff. So they have high ultra-processed food with like, corn syrup and fructose and all this, like, fake ingredients, and that's not how Americans were, like, that's not how people were supposed to be eat in the beginning. Like, in the beginning of life, you would kill a cow, and then you would eat the steak, you know, like, without all the processed stuff, like... You know what I'm talking about, Jack?
I know, and I think
pesticides.
I think that's a great point, Hudson, and I'm going to add on to it a little. I'm also going to talk about the shelf time of foods. They have to add chemicals and stuff to prolong the shelf life, which really brings down the quality and nutrients in the food. Right, Hudson?
Jack,
you hit the... Well, you hit the cow and the needle. You know, or the needle on the point. You know that saying? Yeah, you did that there. What Jack said was correct. Like, there's overconsumption of, the standard American diet contains of overbalanced or refined grains and added sugars.
I also want to talk about how easy it is for people to be tricked into eating unhealthy foods with false labeling and even all the fast food restaurants all around. You go outside, that's all you see. Yes, it tastes good, but at what cost?
On the other side, we think that many people can't afford to have all this healthy food, so processed food makes it cheaper and easier to get. And eating unhealthy is an opinion, and it is a decision that people choose to make. Like, people could be eating not processed foods and things, but it's just much more expensive.
I agree with you, Jordana. There are a lot of healthy, non-processed options if you are looking for something like that. Although, the processed foods do make a lot of people's lives easier if they're dealing with a busy schedule and don't have time to put the effort into making a home-cooked, healthy, like, non-processed meal. It's a good option for people to have, to just buy it off the shelf and eat it straight from there.
But at the same time, that's so unhealthy. Having, like, unhealthy food every day could increase your heart attack risk, stroke risk.
Well, some people don't eat it every day. It's just an option if someone's busy and doesn't have time to...
And some people have
Jordana.
It for, like, a treat or dessert. They might not have it every day.
Adding on to Jess's point, the U.S. culture is a big melting pot of different foods. And so there are a lot of healthy foods, like Mediterranean, Japanese, and Ethiopian foods, which are centered around whole grains, lean proteins, and vegetables. So, like, the options are out there.
But,
I would also like to talk about how easy it is to find other kinds of restaurants. So not only fast food, there's all kinds of places that are healthy. And you don't always have to eat those fast food restaurants. It's not very good for you. And also, back to the store.
Jack, I feel like that kind of went against your prior point.
No, but Jordana did the same thing, because she contradicted herself, because she was like, oh, yeah, if there's another option, there's other options besides the bad foods. You said there's, like, other options besides the bad foods, but then you also said how, like, people who are poor can't afford, like, the good foods. So that's, like, double contradiction.
I would also like to say how you guys said it's good foods are not very accessible, but obviously they are. There's tons of farmers markets, supermarkets, everything all over the place.
Why?
He's arguing the wrong thing.
No, he's arguing the right thing. It's just how, like...
You said good foods are not easy to find, and fast foods are easier to find. I'm saying that good foods are very easy to find.
So you're saying that you might think that good foods are much easier to find, but they're also much more expensive.
Well, it depends where you're looking.
I mean, in America, year-round, we have fruits and vegetables just because the climate is so varied and America is so big. So there is always the option to get fresh fruits and vegetables at your grocery stores.
But, like, when you look in a store, you're not going to, like, there's the vegetable section. But, like, what the companies do is they make, like, all their stuff, and they're going to say, like, reduced sugar. But it's still going to have all that high fructose corn syrup, you know what I mean? Like, they could say, they're going to say these big health benefits, but these companies are, like, pushing this these chemicals just to preserve it or make it taste good. And, like, that you don't see that. Like, they have those chemicals banned in, like, England and other countries, but in America, they don't have that stuff, like, banned. Like, so, like, you can get Red 40 and stuff.
Hudson, that's an excellent point. And I would also like to talk about how the standard American diet consistently shows that there's over 50% of daily calories come from ultra-processed foods. These diets are high in added sugars, saturated fats, and sodium, and low in nutrient-dense food, which highly contributes to rates of obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease.
Well, circling back to what Hudson said before, the preservation of certain foods is actually very important for Americans' health, because you need to get your full, like, variety of food, and vegetables don't grow year-round, so you need a way to preserve them so you could get them in the winter as well and contribute that to your diet, because fruits and vegetables are a key part of your diet. Like, supply chains and advanced transportation allows Americans to buy out-of-season produce and diverse global ingredients anytime throughout the year.
Yeah, but also, like, you can find organic fruit and vegetables. It might cost more, but it could be worth it, because those pesticides that they spray, like, the preservatives are different. Like, the pesticides that they stay on the fruits and vegetables.
Well, the pesticides are to ensure that the fruits and vegetables don't get destroyed by animals and other insects.
Yeah, and there are also chemicals going into your body that you don't want. And I would also like to
That's a risk that you have to take to get the nutrients from those.
But you can find organic. You can find organic.
Right, great point.
Right,
I would also like to talk.
More money.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to be
so
worth it.
So that circles
it.
Back to what Jordana was
saying. Look. When you get it, you can get chronic diseases, like neurological disorders, cancer. It's linked to cancer, various types, including leukemia, the reproductive and development issues, like cannot reproduce, like you know what I mean? I mean, there's all these bad things that come with it. And I mean, if you're trying to find, like, the most, like, maybe it comes at more price, but they're pushing it, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, the American diet is pushing it. Like, the American diet is pushing the preservative strawberries at the front of the counter. Like, that's where all the stuff is. If you want to find the organic stuff, you have to go to, like, a different, instead of, like, your local supermarket, you have to go to, like, Trader Joe's or, like somewhere else, Whole Foods, to find, like, all the natural stuff.
And I would also like to mention how a lot of these unhealthy foods, like fast food chains and all these other unhealthy processed foods, are lacking the important nutrients you need in a normal day. So, say you're eating a cucumber that's put in a burger, or a tomato is obviously stripped of its natural nutrients and not that healthy for you, not as healthy if you use a natural, organic, good tomato.
But Jack, that all costs more money.
But wait, can I say something?
You're not.
But you know, you're proving your point, though. Because,
no,
look,
our
cause
point.
Look, yeah, because they're making all the stuff that's cheaper, the American diet, like, they're making stuff that's cheaper in the front of the store, so that if it's cheaper, then you're going to buy it. So,
I feel like we're talking more about specific options as opposed to the overall health of Americans.
I agree with that.
And also, like, in the U.S., even though there is a lot of bad stuff in food, the FDA is one of the most strict and transparent food labelings. Like, if you really want to be healthy, you can always just look at the back of a box, and you can see that stuff, like Red 40, Blue 17. You can always go and see those ingredients.
Yeah, but
so it really is your choice.
People have the option to eat healthy, just a lot of people choose not to. Like you said before, there are healthy options. People just choose not to eat them.
However, like, when you are looking at the ingredients or what something's labeled as in the supermarket, you have to be careful, because something can be labeled, like, as low sugar or something, just be mislabeled so that people buy it. We learned about this in health, like, last week. Like, you can't trust the labels, because it could say, like, why are you looking at me?
What I did.
Because it could say, like, organic, if there's one organic ingredient within it, it can be called organic even if the other ingredients aren't.
Or it could also say, like, like 70% more healthy, but it doesn't say more healthy than what. It just says that, like, it could be more healthy than, like, let's say it's a bag of chips. It could be 70% more healthy, but then.
But that just proves our point.
Yeah, that also goes to our point.
Yeah.
False advertising is in
because they're just like pushing it. Like, so that proves the point. That's the American diet. Like, Lay's potato chips are going to say 70%, you know, like less or whatever. Like, oh, just made with, like, no fat or whatever. And that's like they're pushing it. Like, that's American diet. Like, they're not being transparent with it.
Yeah, but people don't have to eat the things that are missaled.
Yeah, but why are they? But,
as long
but,
as you're aware of mislabeling, you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but the reason why people. All right, but you said that the organic food is more expensive, but that's like, that means they're pushing the diet. It is.
It's not pushing a diet, it just costs more to produce it.
I would also like to talk about how the American diet is low in whole foods.
It's supply and demand. Sorry, what?
The American diet is also low in whole foods, and actually the majority of Americans fail to meet daily intake guidelines for whole foods like fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins. These are all very essential things that you have to eat to maintain your body's functioning and maintain homeostasis.
No. Skip the question. That's it.
Here are some interviews we did around the school of people and their opinions on this question.
No, there's organic and healthy options.
Thanks.
Oh, Emily disagrees with you. I suppose that Emily.
Wait, those are all the pros on that.
No, because there's healthier options out there.
Wow, the consensus of the people believe that healthier options are out there. What do you guys have to fight against?
Well, I feel like that's kind of proving what we're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. The American market is a
that American food culture is making us less healthy. No. Why?
Oh.
I don't know.
Who said that? But they don't give any. They don't give any reason.
Because people just know that it's not, even if they can't think of a reason.
Yeah, but if you think about it, like, but when you go in a grocery store, they're gonna push all like the bad stuff to you.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. You're just wrong.
Have you heard Gushers?
Have you ever gone to Whole Foods?
Yeah.
So clearly, they don't only push the bad preservative-filled options in front of your face.
But they do.
No, they don't.
Here are some interviews that go with your guys' opinions.
Do you guys think that American food culture is making us less healthy and why? Yes, because, like, all the food is, like, really, like, processed and, like, none of it's, like, natural.
I think, like, the standards for, like, American food is, like, it's all really good food, but, like, taste-wise, but when it comes to, like, the ingredients, deep down, it's not the healthiest for you, so that's why I'm
and the portion size.
This person is not taking it seriously. I mean, like, this is, like,
thank you.
Oh, yeah. God. So, basically, but, look, but if you go to, like, look, if you go to, like, going back to my point, like, if you go to, like, another country, they're not gonna have all the, like, added dyes and...
Yeah, but Hudson, we have their foods here. Like what Hudson said before.
But yeah, the FDA, like, their FDA, cultures. Whatever it's called, the FDA, they ban those type of foods. Like, they ban the food, like, all those, like, those corn
and
syrups
that's
and
what
stuff.
We're saying when you have options. We have that food from other countries in America, and that's an option for everybody at a low price, too.
Yeah, but how about when you look, but they're pushing, like, if you look at a, if you're watching an ad, they're gonna show, like, a Burger King video. Like, all they do is, like, I've never seen any, like, health videos.
People that go to Burger King aren't going to get a healthy meal.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but the thing is, they're, like, if you look, watch an ad on, like, anything, an ad pops up, you're never gonna see, like, you rarely ever see a carrots ad, because, like, they don't, they're not a company, they're carrots, like, you know what I mean? But you'll see a Burger King ad, or you'll see a McDonald's ad, because they're
need more publicity
you.
Because
also,
people don't
when,
go to
yeah,
there
exactly.
as much as carrots.
When
no,
someone is going
but,
to a restaurant
exactly,
like McDonald's, Burger King, or any kind of fast food restaurant, their cholesterol could be raised by these unhealthy foods, causing a greater risk of heart attack.
But Jack, everything's okay in moderation.
Yeah, but they're like, yeah, but these companies are like telling you to eat there. Like, you never see like, oh, go get broccoli. You always see like, go get McDonald's. Come to here because like the like. If they did, the government
people
could, like, push the broccoli.
Also, I want to say,
that.
In the
no,
ads...
No, but if
no,
America,
but
with the diet, they're pushing it.
To go to Burger King.
All right, let's go back to Barbie.
No, McDonald's is the most sales in the world.
Thank you for joining us. We're out of time.
See you next time on WDOT.
See you next time.